Navigating difficult conversations with ease. Difficult conversations are inevitable in life, whether they occur at work, in relationships, or in social settings. The thought of addressing a sensitive issue can be intimidating, often leading to avoidance or unproductive confrontation. However, learning to navigate these interactions with confidence and poise is an invaluable skill. This article delves into strategies for mastering challenging dialogues, equipping you with tools to handle conflict effectively and maintain positive relationships. Understanding the nature of difficult conversations. Difficult conversations typically arise when there is a need to address a problem, share critical feedback, or resolve a conflict. These exchanges often involve heightened emotions, opposing viewpoints, or potential repercussions, making them uncomfortable. Understanding the dynamics at play is the first step toward handling them effectively. Human communication is inherently layered, involving not just words but also emotions, context, and body language. When tensions run high, these layers become even more pronounced. Fear of judgment, rejection, or escalation can hinder open dialogue. Recognizing these barriers allows you to approach the situation with empathy and a clear mindset. Remember, the goal of a difficult conversation isn't to win but to achieve mutual understanding and resolution. Preparing for the conversation. Preparation is key to managing challenging interactions. Before diving into the discussion, take time to clarify your intentions and desired outcomes. Ask yourself questions like, "What do I want to achieve?" and "How can I express my thoughts without causing unnecessary offense?" This introspection helps you stay focused during the conversation. It's also essential to anticipate potential responses from the other party. Think about their perspective and possible concerns. Preparing for different scenarios equips you to address unexpected reactions calmly. Additionally, practicing your opening statement can set the tone for a respectful and productive exchange. For example, starting with a phrase like, "I'd like to talk about something important, and I hope we can find a solution together," conveys your willingness to collaborate. The role of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, EI, is a cornerstone of effective communication, especially during difficult conversations. EI involves the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions while also empathizing with others. In tense situations, emotions often run high, and maintaining emotional control is crucial. Start by being aware of your triggers. If a particular topic or behavior provokes a strong emotional response, prepare strategies to stay composed. Deep breathing, pausing before responding, or even briefly stepping away can help you regain control. At the same time, demonstrate empathy by acknowledging the other person's feelings. Phrases like, "I understand this might be frustrating for you," show that you value their perspective. Setting the right environment. The setting of a conversation can significantly impact its outcome. Choose a neutral, private space where both parties can speak freely without distractions. Avoid initiating difficult discussions in public places or when emotions are already running high. Timing is equally critical. Ensure that both you and the other person are in a calm and receptive state before starting the conversation. Creating a safe environment also involves establishing ground rules for respectful dialogue. Agreeing to listen without interruption, refraining from personal attacks, and focusing on the issue rather than the person can foster a constructive atmosphere. Remember, a positive environment encourages openness and collaboration. Effective communication techniques. During the conversation, communication skills play a pivotal role in guiding the discussion toward a positive resolution. Active listening is perhaps the most important skill to practice. This means fully concentrating on what the other person is saying without formulating your response prematurely. Nodding, maintaining eye contact, and summarizing their points can demonstrate that you are genuinely engaged. Using I statements instead of you statements can also help de-escalate tension. For example, say, "I feel concerned when deadlines are missed," rather than, "You never meet deadlines." This shifts the focus from blame to expressing your feelings and opens the door for a solution-oriented dialogue. Another effective technique is asking open-ended questions, which encourage the other person to share their thoughts and feelings. For example, "How do you see this situation?" or "What solutions do you think might work?" promotes collaboration and helps uncover underlying issues. Managing conflict and finding common ground. Conflict is a natural part of difficult conversations, but it doesn't have to be destructive. When disagreements arise, focus on finding common ground rather than dwelling on differences. Acknowledge areas where you agree and use them as a foundation for resolving contentious points. If tensions escalate, practice de-escalation techniques such as lowering your voice, taking a deep breath, or suggesting a short break. Remember, maintaining composure and demonstrating patience can prevent the conversation from spiraling into a heated argument. Finding common ground often requires compromise. Be willing to explore solutions that address both parties' needs, even if they aren't your ideal outcomes. Collaboration fosters goodwill and paves the way for long-term resolution. Following up after the conversation. Once the conversation concludes, it's important to follow up to ensure that agreements are honored and any lingering issues are addressed. A simple email or message summarizing the discussion and agreed-upon actions can reinforce mutual accountability. For example, thank you for discussing this with me. As we agreed, I'll handle X while you take care of Y. If the issue isn't fully resolved, don't hesitate to schedule a follow-up discussion. Addressing problems incrementally can be more effective than trying to solve everything in one sitting. Moreover, expressing gratitude for the other person's willingness to engage in the dialogue strengthens the relationship. Overcoming common challenges. Even with the best intentions, difficult conversations can sometimes go awry. One common challenge is defensiveness. When someone feels attacked, they may become defensive, shutting down productive dialogue. To counter this, focus on framing your points as concerns rather than accusations and emphasize your desire for a constructive outcome. Another challenge is when the other person refuses to engage. In such cases, patience and persistence are key. Give them space, but gently remind them of the importance of addressing the issue. If necessary, involve a neutral third party to facilitate the discussion. Finally, managing your own emotions can be difficult, especially if the conversation touches on deeply personal or sensitive topics. Practicing mindfulness and self-reflection can help you approach these situations with a clear and level-headed mindset. The long-term benefits of mastering difficult conversations. Mastering the art of navigating difficult conversations has far-reaching benefits. It strengthens relationships by fostering trust and mutual understanding. People who feel heard and respected are more likely to value and maintain the connection. Additionally, it enhances your leadership and problem-solving abilities, both of which are critical in professional and personal contexts. By developing these skills, you also grow as an individual. Facing uncomfortable situations head-on builds resilience and confidence. Over time, you'll find that what once felt daunting becomes an opportunity for growth and collaboration. Difficult conversations are an unavoidable part of life, but they don't have to be feared. With preparation, emotional intelligence, effective communication, and a focus on resolution, you can navigate these interactions with ease. Each conversation is an opportunity to strengthen relationships, address challenges, and grow as a communicator. By embracing these principles, you'll transform potentially challenging moments into meaningful exchanges.